This week's open house interview is presented by Weichert. Invite us in. We'll bring results.
Let's start with the rookie quarterback, aforementioned, Dee Milliner. How would you describe your first NFL season?
Oh, man, you know, it started off kind of rough. But it's been going good here lately. Trying to have some fun with it, try to get some wins here lately, so we try to make this playoff run.
You said kind of rough.
Yeah.
Well, what happened summertime? Take me through what was going through your mind in August and September.
First, you know, I was coming off the surgery from my shoulder, so I wasn't able to, you know, do a lot of training camp, OTAs. Then just to get out there finally, get out there with the team and start playing. Then I had an injury with my Achilles, so I was out for a little bit, and then I finally got back on track and I was playing. Then I think in the middle of like game 4 or 5, I had my hamstring, and now I'm good now. So I'm back out there playing. I'm doing good. I done played the last games here, so it's been going good here lately.
What has been the most difficult part of the transition? You played big-time college ball at Alabama. We all know that, but coming up to the pro game.
Oh, man, just get out there. You know, everybody's a great talent. Everybody knows what they're doing, and it's a business. It's a job. So everybody go out there, and they got one thing in goal. That's to go out there and just try to dominate everybody. So you just got to get out there, you know, have fun, play, be alert, and know what you're doing.
You feel good physically now, though. You just talked about all the injuries that you've had to endure. A lot of guys at this time, D, would say, hey, I'm reaching the rookie wall, because your college season is about ready to wrap up at this point.
I really ain't got no rookie wall, because like I said, I wasn't out there really. But now we talk about it, you know, and me, player development guys. So they try to keep us focused, keep us with everything. They know that it's going to happen. But for the most part, I've been fine.
Do you think Rex, DT, Coach McDonald have treated you with some tough love? I mean, they obviously have high expectations for you. They bench you a couple times early in the season because they expected more from you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's fine. It goes with coaching. You know, I trust in those guys, believe in them, everything they do. So, you know, they've just been coaching me along, keeping me ready and for everything I have to expect. And like you said, they expect a lot of me, and you know, I expect a lot of myself. So I took it upon myself, you know, whatever they do, the decisions they make, I just go with it and just continue to work and try to get better.
A couple days after Rex Ryan said, hey, listen, at the end of the year, we're going to be all saying D was the best cornerback drafted in this class. You played the New Orleans Saints, and I thought you had your best game of the year. Did you feel like you reached something, or you turned the corner, I would say?
Yeah, very much. Like I said, I was just moving along, trying to get better each week. In the game, I did feel comfortable. I was trying to go out there and, you know, get back on track, make plays for the team because they expect me to make them, and just try to go out there and have fun.
What about last weekend in Buffalo? I know you guys didn't get the results that you wanted, but I think there's kind of a misperception out there about the Graham touchdown pass, because actually on that play, I thought you had good coverage, yeah, and that wind held up the ball. Take me through what was going through your mind on that play.
Yeah, man, like we was in the man coverage. He threw the ball up. Like I said, I looked back for the ball, and when I looked back, the wind got a hook to it, and it just came down right there. And the receiver was looking the whole time. I ain't looked to the last minute. And so the receiver had been located the ball, and he knew it was coming short. I just got to feel more for the receiver and know that he stopped. And so when he stopped, I could stop also.
Were you thinking that, hey, listen, this is going to be my first career interception? Because I'm watching that ball. I'm watching the way you're playing it. And to me, if Manuel throws a strike there, you're in position to make the play.
Oh, yeah, I was playing over the top because it's a man call. You know, I can't get beat deep. So I was playing over the top, and like I said, the wind hung up on it, and then unfortunately it came down right there, and I didn't see it till later on.
Do you like that challenge of being man-to-man? And how much did you play man at Alabama with Nick Saban?
First off, you know, Alabama, that's mostly how we played. It was man. You know, we threw a couple of zones, a couple of different things in there to mix it up. But I played man mostly, and here it's mostly like the same thing. You play a lot of man. You know, I knew that coming into it when they drafted me. When I came here on a visit, they told me the same thing. So I was expecting it, and that's what we do.
What makes an effective man press corner?
You got to get hands on first off. There's no reason to be impressive if you don't get your hands on. So you got to get a good jam, and then down the field, try to just take away the deep throws and take away what the receiver can do.
Is there a danger of thinking too much out there? I know you got to be thinking about the plays and reading what the offense is doing and things like that, but like you said, in the pro games, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, you don't want to think, you know, too much. You just want to think about it, be alert for if they're in 2x2, 3x1, or some of the tendencies they can do. But you don't want to overthink it, because you overthink it, then that's what brings mistakes. So you just go out there, have fun. You know, you worked on it all week in practice, so you should be expecting and know what's coming.
Let's talk about some of the drills that you guys been working on this week. Because Coach Ryan said, hey, listen, I'm going to install some of my dad's own drills with the long ball. What have you been doing differently this week at practice?
Mostly, playing deep balls. They've been doing more drills. You're throwing it down the field. We got to attack the ball, and they put emphasis on that when we go against the offense. So just trying to play down the field, and we're doing more of drills where you got to locate the ball down the field, jamming people, and just working on different things to help us out during the game.
This week's opponent, the Baltimore Ravens, they like to take their shots, don't they?
Oh, yes, most definitely. And we know that. And so we just got to work on the things that we did in practice, and hopefully, it turns out in the game.
I don't want you to give me away. I'm not going to ask you for the game plan or anything like that. And we know Rex disguises and he'll mix up coverages. But he talked about, we know he loves to play man on the outside. Do you anticipate him going away from that at all?
Oh, no. Coach Rex is going to do what he do. Whatever he calls, we ready to play it. And so we got a game plan going into it. And, the calls that we got on there, everybody's just got to be ready to play him.
What's it like having Ed Reed back there? I know it's only been about a week and a half now.
Oh, it's great, man. It's like a coach out there on the field. He got a lot of ball in him, played a lot of games, big games. And, he know what he's doing. He's going to be alert. He's going to coach you up. He's going to tell you what he expects, what play is coming. It's just great to have a guy like that out there. Icon, probably one of the best in history at free safety. So it's just great to have him on our team and have him aboard with us.
So when he's sitting there in the defensive backs room, D, is he telling you, hey, this is what's coming? Because he's played in Baltimore. He played there and watched Joe Flacco for so many years.
Oh, yeah. He always back there. He tell you everything. Like I said, he's going to be alert. Things he see, I ain't seen him. Of course, I'm a rookie, so he gonna just sit there and be like, because he sit right beside me in the meeting. So, anything that pops up in his head, he gonna tap me and he gonna tell me. And so I just be alert. I got my pad and my little pencil, so I'm ready to write down whatever he tell me.
And how's he moving out there in that practice field?
Oh, he moving great, man. Like he's back to his old self. So he back out there running around. And, he stays attacking the ball and making the plays that he's been making his whole career.
What's the key to winning on the road? You guys have had a lot of success at home. We just mentioned it. I thought your best game of your career so far was against the Saints, and you guys overall are 4-1. But then on the road, conversely, just 1-4.
Man, we just got to put it together, man. Just go out there and, have a great game, all phases, just try to go out there and put it together. Everybody, trust one another and just go out there and believe that we can win the game and we can do it.
What about takeaways? You guys got 7 on the year. And when you look at this defense, you guys have done a lot of good things. But the ball doesn't seem to be coming your way a lot. How can that change?
Oh, man, we just, like I said, everybody just be accountable and be responsible for themselves. And, yeah, we do need more, takeaways, more turnovers. And that's another thing we've been harping on and trying to get to. So everybody just, attack the ball when you get a chance. And hopefully, if you get more balls, you can try to make plays on them.
Do you feel a different sense this week? There's only 6 games left in the season. And you guys are right there with a handful of teams. And I know you're not focusing on the playoffs. You're focusing at one game at a time. But with that being said, does it feel differently this week? Hey, listen, we got to get this, and we can make a statement this week.
Yeah, man, we go into every game like that. We're trying to make a statement, trying to go out there and win. But like you said, we know it's getting close here. These last couple, like 6 games left, these last games here, we're trying to get wins because we know it's getting close to that playoff push. And the team's trying to get in, trying to make it to that wild card game or however way you can get in. So we're just trying to win these games and trying to make a push for it.
Okay, a couple weeks ago on the bye, I'm at home. I actually was with some family. I was watching the Alabama-LSU game, and I look at the TV, and there's D. Milner getting in somebody's face down there at Alabama. What was that like, and what kind of reception did he get back when you saw the old crew?
Oh, man, it was great to go back. Great atmosphere, a big game, of course, against LSU. So, like we said, we had a bye week. I wanted to go back for the game. Went back, I got a great welcome. Everybody was happy and glad to see me again. And I just on the sideline, I play LSU, several times, so I know some of the things that they do. And I just was trying to help, some of my teammates out, just talk to them and try to keep them into the game.
Coach Saban, we know he's got a lot of guys in the pros, but did he have a chance to talk to you, and what did he say?
Oh, yeah, of course. I wouldn't have seen him when I first got back to Tuscaloosa. And he just had great words for me, just talked to me, just trying to tell me stay at it while I'm out here in the league playing. Just try to have fun and just go out and compete and have fun.
Alabama number 1 right now?
Most definitely. We're going to stay at the top.
Yeah? You think you're going to match up with Florida State at the end of the day or what?
Oh, yes. We're going to be there. We're just waiting on the other opponent, whoever it may be.
Okay. Iron Bowl, though, this year. Auburn's pretty good.
Yeah, it's Auburn a great team. They've been doing great things. Gus got the offense back clicking. They averaging like 50 points a game. And, they had a heck of a play last week to end the game and win. So
I don't know how that happened.
Iron Bowl is going to be a big game, but Auburn's at home, so it's going to be another game for them. They're gonna bring the crowd out. They're gonna be ready, amp the players. So we just gotta go out there and be ready to play.
And who you got in the SEC championship game? You guys gonna play Missouri or South Carolina? You think?
We ain't worried about that end. Like I said, we'll be there, and whoever's on the other end, they'll be there, and we'll be ready.
I go to Alabama every year for the Senior Bowl. I love the weather down there. It's starting to get cold up here. How much of a change has that been for you?
It's been very different. I'm used to the heat, hot weather. It's been kind of cold up here. You know, I'd be at practice 3 or 4 different layers of clothes. I'd be so cold. But, you know, they say it's really not cold right now. It can get below 0, and then the snow. You know, I'm really not in snow. So I don't know how that's going to be once that happens. I just had to go get some more clothes and get prepared.
What do we anticipate from you over these final 6 games for D. Milner and his final 6 games of his rookie season? And where are your biggest improvements going to be?
I'm trying to make more plays on the ball and try to be more aggressive, you know, have more fun. Just try to go out there and play my game and try to make the plays for the reason they drafted me for.